As COVID restrictions start to lighten, there are lots of questions around how staff members are classified moving forward and whether or not they should be hybrid or remote. We're going to talk about telework today with Tanya Shatila, Director of Internal Communications for Cedars-Sinai. This is a Cedars-Sinai COVID-19 update, a podcast from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. My name is Prakash Chandran. So, Tanya, great to have you here today. Let's just start with the classifications question. What exactly are the new classifications for employees?
So there are basically two main ways that we're going to be classifying employees moving forward as part of our telework strategy. So that's on-site or hybrid. And on-site work is essentially for staff who must come to campus to perform their daily job duties. So that would be folks that fall under our clinical staff or people who just have to be on site at a Cedars-Sinai location or office in order to complete their job. Hybrid staff members, these are the folks who don't necessarily have to be on site all the time to complete their job, but we will expect them to spend no less than about 25% of their time on site. And the remainder of their time will be spent working from home or from some other off-site location. There is a third category of teleworkers. Those are 100% full-time remote workers. That will be a very small subset of our employee audience, which is why we say that for the most part, for our teleworking strategy, employees will either fall under on-site or hybrid work.
Okay, so you alluded to this earlier, talking about how on-site means that you have to come to campus, like your clinical staff. But in general, how would staff members know which bucket they fall into? That's on-site, hybrid, or the telework?
So all staff members should be having these conversations with their managers. And really, our managers, directors, and our leadership, they are the ones who are going to be making the decisions as to what category an employee falls under. And so employees should be having these discussions with their direct supervisors to understand whether or not they're an on-site hybrid or, you know, in a unique circumstance, a remote worker.
Okay, understood. And can you give us some insight around what the approval process is like or what's required for hybrid or remote work?
Yeah, so the approval process for a telework is really, again, employees have to work with their managers, number one, to determine what classification they fall under. Then from there, based on that classification, managers will then work with their HR business partners, obtain any other approvals that they'll need, for example, from their department VPs or their SVPs or EVPs in order to move that telework strategy along.
Okay, understood. And I know you said that there's a manager approval process, but is hybrid work flexibility actually available to all staff to go through that request?
No, it's not. So this is definitely not a one-size-fits-all approach, and not every circumstance is going to be the same. So again, we come back to the responsibility of the manager and director to really look at the operations on their teams and also look individually at each team member's role, their business function, and how they work to determine whether or not hybrid work is really appropriate for that person in that position.
Is this something that the manager or the managing director is going to proactively talk to their team about, or is this on a case-by-case basis and needs to be requested individually?
So our managers and directors really should be having these proactive discussions. We rolled out our telework strategy in the last 4 to 6 weeks here. So managers should be looking right now sort of at their teams to determine what makes sense in what circumstances. Our managers also have access to all of the telework agreements. So these discussions should be happening now. Of course, if that is not happening, I mean, employees are encouraged to speak with their managers to open the discussion as well, in case they think that telework is an option for them and they want to start talking about how that may be possible.
Okay. So just moving back to the hybrid specifically, one of the things that you mentioned is that you would like for them to come in no less than 25%. Maybe talk a little bit more about what that minimum means in terms of time actually spent in the office, and tell us also how you came to that number.
So the recommendation that hybrid workers are on site at a Cedars-Sinai location, right? So that doesn't necessarily mean it always has to be their office. It could mean their office. It could mean on site at the medical center. It could mean at a meeting at the medical network, but that no less than 25% is an average annual recommendation. And again, it is a recommendation. It's not a floor. It's not a ceiling. And it is not a guideline. It's a recommendation. Again, staff members should be working with their managers and directors to determine whether 25% is the right number. There could be circumstances where a manager could ask that their hybrid worker come in 50% of the time over the course of a year. And how they break up that time, again, is really up to the manager or the supervisor for that employee. We are really looking at ensuring that our staff are on site a reasonable amount of time to, number one, obviously do the work that they need to do, but also support the guiding principles that we've set forth as part of telework. And a large piece of that is culture. So we want to be sure that our employees are on site enough and are tied into the culture and the place and the people that we serve so that they continue to understand and be driven by our mission. How we got to the minimum 25% is really a decision that came from the executive leadership level, looking at what we thought would be an appropriate, reasonable number for our hybrid workers.
Yeah. So another question that I wanted to ask is for hybrid workers specifically, let's say they're working remotely and their manager just calls them and says that they need to come in or they're requested to come in for whatever reason. Is there a certain amount of notice or a heads up that a manager is required to give that hybrid worker?
So there isn't a set guideline around this. Again, we expect our managers and directors to be giving their employees a reasonable amount of time and a reasonable amount of notice if they have to ask them to sort of come in unexpectedly. But with that, at the same time, we do expect that our hybrid staff are remaining within a reasonable commuting distance from their work location so that if they get called into work, depending on the need, they will be able to come in a reasonable amount of time. And again, that reasonable commuting distance, employees should be having those conversations with their managers and directors to determine what that is.
Okay. And then the final question is, what is a hybrid and remote work agreement?
So as part of our larger telework strategy, one of the ways that we're going to ensure that our employees are working the ways that they're supposed to be working under this new telework strategy is by signing an agreement. So every employee who is designated as a hybrid or, again, in a unique circumstance, a full-time remote work employee will have to sign an agreement that essentially lays out how their work is structured. For hybrid workers, it will determine approximately how much annual on-site time employees will have. The guidelines will also track any equipment, for example, that employees may have at home to do their jobs. These agreements will also be signed not only by managers and direct supervisors, but in certain circumstances, you know, department EVPs or SVPs. And then all of these agreements will be logged with HR.
Okay, understood. So I think those are most of the questions that I had today. Tanya, is there anything else that you would like to share with the staff members or managing directors that might be listening to this today?
Only that, again, this is really a conversation that employees should actively be having with their managers and directors. We just want to remind employees again that this is not a one-size-fits-all approach. So what may be okay for you and other team members in your areas or your departments might look wildly different from what's okay for other staff members in other departments. And we're really just looking at what is best not only for the organization and the business need, but also for each individual role and function within the organization.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Tanya, this has been super informative. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Tanya Shatila, Director of Internal Communications for Cedars-Sinai. For more information, you can visit the Cedars-Sinai intranet and telework toolkits. Thank you again so much for listening, and we'll talk next time.